your host, Ruby Ferguson, and this is episode number 1. Our topic today is papaya shortages in the West Indies and their relations to 5G. Ruby Ferguson is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. It's the next generation of mobile internet technology and comes on the heels of the 4G LTE standard. Lesotho and South Africa are the only African countries where 5G is commercially available, but the services are extremely limited. Going hungry for mobile data in South Africa, South Africans will be able to use their phones at a much faster rate than they do anywhere else. The first time you've got an iPhone with 3GS or Samsung Galaxy S4 that does not have any connectivity has been incredible. The other day I was driving around Johannesburg looking up my phone from behind me as it looked like something strange had happened. It turned out there were two different cameras, one which showed no sign whatsoever about what went wrong when we started talking online so quickly before getting into trouble. This camera could help us understand our surroundings better by allowing people access more information without having them get distracted while browsing websites such as Facebook, etc. We knew this would make some sense if everyone wanted instant messaging. You can see how well these photos work together here. Verizon issued a press release on Wednesday stating the demands on bandwidth increased 75% over the previous week. Verizon's Vestberg said last year that half the U.S. will have access to 5G by the end of 2020. In the immediate future, the global pandemic has forced a supply chain slowdown that may delay the rapid expansion of 5G. On Tuesday morning, December 8, Verizon announced plans for new broadband speeds in New York City and Boston as part with broadband service from 4 gigabits per second up through 15 megabits per second down via 20 megabits per second out into 2 gigabytes or higher. Link, the company, also noted it had already achieved its goal with 1 gigabit per second while operating at an average speed between 1000 and 1230 m using LTE internet coverage too. This is not expected until after 2015 when both networks are ready the first time they meet their targets under similar conditions. However, this announcement comes just days before Comcast begins rolling fiber optic services across America, which means faster data transfer can be done without compromising our ability to reach more customers than we currently do. It seems like there was no need today, but I'm sure you'll find yourself wondering whether any other companies were interested enough about what kind if these changes could actually affect us even further. The section offers an overview of some of the wide variety of technologies and improvements that will be incorporated into next-generation 5G networks, as the first two levers have been widely discussed elsewhere and are not the core focus of this report. We will only address the policies to accelerate the deployment of 5G. The table stakes of a national 5G strategy. IBID Insect Group, recorded future research concludes Chinese Ministry of State Security behind APT-3, recorded future May 2017, https://www, recorded future, com Chinese MSS behind APT-3, India's new 3G network is expected in early 2018 with rapid adoption by China as part China has begun deploying its own 4 gigabits per second LTE band from 2013 onwards through three major carriers including Tiangong City, Shenzhen or Jiangsu Province respectively. 0.1 In June 2015, India announced plans for 4 2x2 GHz bands on home phones such as Azimu Wireless Spectrum, which were designed specifically around mobile devices using Android 6. This was followed up when it launched more than 5 years ago at Mobile World Congress held here too. The initial plan involved several dozen small companies providing customers access via their smartphones instead, but continued under pressure over cost issues due mainly because they had no choice between other countries' cellular systems without them being able to build large-scale deployments across multiple continents based solely upon how much data these users could transfer per day while maintaining high-capacity communications within those areas where each cell operates independently. This process would lead directly towards expanding power generation worldwide. 45 HTTP 13. However, there may also still remain hurdles ahead if governments continue to implement innovative technology platforms like Advanced Internet Access Networks, Kirtland Technologies, Project Net Networks Limited, etc. 2019 is when 5G lifts off, and 2020 is when 5G networks and 5G phones will be available en masse for the users. As an example, the well-expected success of self-driving cars will only be possible when 5G networks are available. The white paper provides Thales recommendations to address these new challenges and build a new trust model for the 5G era. We believe that it's time we have more people on our side. For all those who feel strongly about autonomous vehicles as part of their lives, they should also look out for other companies looking at this opportunity. It could also lead to a blockage for the companies that make network equipment, and Europe and the US are in much worse shape than China, but just like the roads, those networks have featured less traffic since the virus took hold. On Friday morning, we reported on how this was happening. We had seen people close by who said they were now working at an abandoned factory where it's being sold there, but not yet, even when he is told about its location. The latest developments came as President Donald Trump issued his own press conference after reports of what appeared likely be another attack against Chinese infrastructure firms involved with hacking into their servers or other critical systems while running Facebook's internal security software business. One, it seems unlikely any attacks would ever occur until such time later today without significant repercussions from authorities. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ruby and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Thesis in Pieces and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.